you know, it always comes out that the azka, nothing is bimikre, nothing is by accident. It always comes out that the azkara is in the beginning of Cheshvan, in the beginning of this month. And this is not my chidush. I heard this. I don't remember from who I heard this. But we take it as a siman. Cheshvan is always the month where everybody goes back to their routine. And especially in the world of Limud Torah, in the world of the yeshivot, you go back to the routine of Amal BaTorah, of learning Torah. That's when you sit down and you realize you have a good few months ahead of you to really take apart a masechet. That's Cheshvan. You know, there is a minhag in some Batei Knesiot I heard in Eretz Yisrael that each month they say Lecha Dodi in a different tune. Let's say in Kislev they say it in a, they sing it in a tune that has to do with Chanukah, and so on. Ken, in Cheshvan you don't have anything in Cheshvan. What Lecha Dodi? So they say the Lecha Dodi in the Nigun of learning, in the Nigun of the Gemara. That's how they say the Lecha Dodi. That's the month of Cheshvan. So I heard it's not by accident, it's not bimikre, that as everyone is going to learn, that's when the Azkara of Rav Ovadia is, to be mechazek everyone in the beginning of the way of Limud Torah, to be me'oded, everyone to be matmid, and not to waste their time, and to use and to value their time, even people who work. But whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the evening, whether it's both, whether it's late at night, this is the time to be mitchazek in learning. Another connection to Cheshvan, in the Sfarim it's brought down, it's called Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is like the Lashon Merachshan Sivute. Merachshan Sivute means our lips are still moving, right? Like we said many times, in Cheshvan, our lips are still singing Hashem Melech. They're still singing Hashem Elokim, Anenu. We still hear the echoes from the Yamim Noraim, from the Akafot. Merach Shan Sivute. Rav Ovadia lo pasik pumeh megirsa. I remember Be'atzmi, I saw with my own eyes when I was standing in line to kiss his hand one Friday night in Yeshivat Ateret Torah many, many years ago. And it was something unbelievable. I don't know if it was my first time. Yeah, I think it was my first time to see Rav Ovadia. I couldn't believe it. I remember taking his hand, feeling, this is the hand of Yabia Omer. This is the hand of Yabia Omer. I'm about to kiss this hand and say Shabbat Shalom. But I remember seeing that his mouth was moving at the time. He wasn't talking to me. He was learning. He was learning. What is he going to do? You have like 100 people waiting to... So he's going to stand Omedu Batel. He didn't know how to do that. There was no such a thing by him. And so Merach Shan Zivutet, I mean, always his lips were moving in Torah. Not only month of Cheshvan, but it falls always in the week of Parashat Noach. So I was thinking to myself the following. It's not by accident either. He was the Tevat Noach of our generations, especially for Yahadut Sfarad. You know, it was a pivotal time when Rav Ovadia burst onto the scene. That was the time of the emergence of the State of Israel, okay? Medinat Israel. It was the time when all Jews were coming to Eretz Israel. That was something that we didn't know for thousands of years. For thousands of years, all the Kehilot stayed where they were. We didn't know much about each other. And here, for the first time, we are converging and coming together to one short, small strip of land. This was a very important time, a crucial time in our history. And unfortunately, there were casualties. And I'm not going to be specific about what I'm talking about, but everybody does know. The spiritual casualties, mainly by the Sfaradim. And a big blow was dealt to the honor and to the pride of the Sfaradim at that time. It was a time where people thought that the Torah of Sfarad is gone, is finished. In fact, if you look in Yabia Omer, Shelot Uchvot Yabia Omer, Chelek Aleph, if you look in the first Chelek, in the section of the Haskamot, one of those is not a Haskama, it's a text of a Pras Rav Kook. that Rav Ovadia received from the Iriat Tel Aviv in honor of the Sefer Yabi Omer that he wrote. And Rabbanim, great Rabbanim, Rav Zevin and others were signed on this letter. Look there, I don't remember word for word by heart, but it's very poetic, and you have an Ashkenazic rabbi that's writing there and says, we are in the habit of thinking that the Torah of Sfarad has dwindled and almost disappeared. And he refers to a pasuk in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, where kimat ve'kavta nera shel Torah Sfarad, almost the light of the Torah of Sfarad was extinguished, and here came along a great ma'or, a great illumination to Sfarad. Look, it's beautiful. He came and he picked us up, Rabotai. He picked us up in many ways. Of course, in the obvious way, first, and that is in his Geonut Batorah. His greatness in Torah knew no bounds. I remember hearing from a very big Talmid Chacham, a Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Zacher Al Tov, and he told me that he heard from great people that Rav Ovadia was not Gedol Ador. He wasn't the great one of the generation. He was Gadol Dorot. He said, for many generations we didn't have such a Gadol. Those words are not said lightly. I always think to myself, that's our Sephardic Rogachover. By the Ashkenazim you say Rogachover, the hair stands up. That was our Rogachover. He wasn't just a Gadol in one generation. Like it says in the Pasuk, Ele toledot Noach, Noach ish tzadik, tamim haya bedorotav. It doesn't say bedoro, lashon yachid, bedorotav, in many generations. For many generations, the world was waiting for someone like Noach, and of course, then later on, for someone like Avraham Avinu, shekibel alav sechar kulam. Rav Ovadia was gdol dorot, who itzil dorot. He saved many generations. He gave a backbone to the Sfaradim. I'll tell you something. I obviously didn't live at the time, but I was told by people who did that growing up in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, even in the 60s, to come to a Bet Knesset, the only one who knew the halakha was the rabbi. That's how it was. The people in the Bet Knesset were Bale Batim, workers who worked hard for a living. The extent of their Limud Torah was maybe Chokri Yisrael in the morning, which they read without understanding. Halakha, the rabbi knows the halakha. Any little question of halakha, even the simplest question, would go to the rabbi. Nowadays, Rabotai, you go into a Bet Knesset, Bliayin Hara, Baruch Hashem, everybody knows the halakha. It's not easy to be a rabbi anymore. Everybody knows the halakha. You have to check yourself before you say something, because if you say something that's a little bit off, one will tell you, wait a second, it says in Yalkut Yosef like that, or it says in Halakha Bura like this, or it says in Chazon Ovadia differently, right? That's how it, where did that come from? Where did that start? It sounds amazing to say it started with Rav Ovadia Yosef, and it's clear. I remember when the first volume of Yalkut Yosef came out, it was Sason Lehudim Aita Orav Simcha Sason Vikar. I remember a few months after it came out, I went to see my uncle, a Ben Torah, a person, Avrech, and his Yalkut Yosef, the first one was on Moadim. Basically, there was a Chelek Aleph before, but it was very small, it was very thin. The first real tasty one was the Chelek Aleph on Moadim. It has been redone ever since, at least 5 or 6 times, so you won't even know maybe what I'm talking about. But the first Chelek was Moadim. And I remember seeing, already a few months into it, his Sefer was used with all types of Hagahot, and then he wrote. It was such an excitement that it came out. Everybody was so excited. All over the world today, in all continents where there are Jewish communities, Batei Knesiyot, especially of the Sfaradim, which Bet Knesset doesn't learn Yalkut Yosef? Doesn't learn Sifrei Chazon Ovadia? By the way, I'll tell you, I remember I was learning in Yeshivat Mir, in Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn, All right? And this is a long time ago, 25 years ago, and I'm sitting in back of a chavruta of two chassidim. Avrichim, geonim. They could have been Rosh Kolel themselves, but they were just avrichim. You know what they were learning bechavruta? Yalkut Yosef. Yalkut, I'll never forget that sight. At the time I was saying, Malachim vele Yalkut Yosef. No, Yalkut Yosef. Why? It's very simple. Why? For the same reason that I remember in Yeshivat Kol Torah, where someone came into the big library of Kol Torah, a big Talmid Chacham, takes out Yabia Omer, copies a few things into his booklet, into his notebook, and he leaves the yeshiva. Oh, very nice. You walk into Kol Torah in order to look up something in Yabia Omer and to write in your sefer. Because Yabia Omer, Yalkut Yosef, all these greats bring to us the entire Torah in one. So he saved us in our pride. He saved us in our yediyat halacha. If we have knowledge today in halacha, if we have love of halacha, Am Yisrael loves the halacha today. Especially you go to Sfaradim, there's a love of halacha. It stems from him. It came from him. Usam etze badam shelanu. We put it in our blood. He put it into our heart. If the three children of Noach were named Shem, Ham, and Yafet, well, then it's not by accident. He gave us a Shem. He gave us the kavod, l'shem ulitila. Ham, he was very warm. He wrote his tshuvot with warmth, with love, and Yafet. And he reminded us of the beauty of the Torah. Just seeing him walk into a Bet Knesset to the front was to see the Yofi and the Hadar and the Ziv and the Yekar Tiferet of what it means a Gadol Batorah. I remember looking at him walk, I thought I'm watching a king. And that's an understatement. Man Malchei Rabbanan was him personified. Absolutely. But I want to end off, and I didn't even say half of what I wanted to say. But I just want to end off with this point. Mechila shani erachti. Mechila mikulam gam. Et ha'elokim italech Noach. If we think we know even 1% of the gadlut of a gadol, such as he, we're kidding ourselves. Because as public as he was, as out in the open as he was, and he put himself out there. If it meant taking a helicopter to go to speak in a stadium, that's what he did. He didn't care for helicopter rides. He didn't care for anything. He cared only for one thing, that the Torah should be in Am Yisrael. So he put himself out there. And everybody approached him. And he was approachable. Everybody came to him. Everybody felt as if he's their father. He was the sandak of so many Jewish children. Every day it was a sandak multiple times. From one to another, from one to another he went. And yet, there is no doubt that what was tsanua, what was hidden, what was mustar, was much more than what was nigla. I mean, to hear a story that after his surgery on his eyes, to hear the story that he asked for someone to give him a sidur, just to be able to see, not the words, the nekudot of the words in the sidur. Just to hear such a story, how excited he was that he was able to see again with his eyes. What to see? Lir'ot et hanekudot shel hamilim shebasidur. Who talks like that? Who feels that way? You ever saw the entire slichot that is recorded? It's on YouTube. I'm sorry to mention that here in Bet Knesset, but you look at it, this is for good. The entire slichot by the Kotel. Rabotai, this year, many times before also, but this year I turned it on. I wanted to see it, and I thought I'm only going to watch a few minutes. I started watching. I could not get my eyes off of it until the whole slichot finished. Why? I want to share with you what I felt. If you didn't see it, please look and check if I'm right. It was keben hamdaber lifnei aviv. Keben hamitchate lifnei aviv. Ke'eved hamdaber lifnei hamelech. The way every word flowed out with such ease, with a heart of begging and beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People don't talk a lot about Rav Ovadia that way. They talk about his geonut, they talk about his bekiut, they talk about his harifut, but about his tzitkut, I believe that it was much more mustar than what we know. People always tried to find out, did he know Kabbalah? Did he not know Kabbalah? Was he in Sitre Torah? So there are stories where he did try to learn with one and he fell asleep. And that's only the story that was said to confuse us. But from time to time, you see his clear bekiut in Kitve Ari. Here he quotes from Shara Kavanot. Here he quotes from Shara Ruach HaKodesh. Here he quotes, oh, so wait a second. Do you know Kabbalah? You don't know? There was nothing that he didn't know. What we know that he knew is nothing compared to what he knew, to what he felt, to what he was, to the tzaddik that he was, to the Gaon Olam that he was. Zechuto tagen alenu ve'al kol Yisrael. That he should be Melitz Yosher, like he was b'chaim chiyuto, down here in Olam Hazeh. He cried for Am Yisrael with easy tears all the time. He cried for Am Yisrael. There's no doubt that he cries for Am Yisrael by the Kisei Kavod, to bring us already Mashiach Tzidkenu, to bring us already HaGeula Shelema VeHa'amitit, so that there should be no more sorrow in Am Yisrael, so that people should have good health, and there should be Refu'a Shelema, there should be Yeshuot, there should be Nechamot, there should be Parnasat Tova, Zivugim VeShiduchim Tovim. There's no doubt, V'Yiratzon, we pray that B'Zchut the Tzadik, B'Zchut coming together to say Brachot, to eat, to hear Divrei Torah, that zechut should stand for us and for our families and for the kehillah and for all of Am Yisrael. Amen ve'amen. Amen. Amen.